It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, thanks for being with the program here. It is KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery. He's Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out here with us. Hey, by way of announcement, if you're listening, we are going to be in L.A. starting Monday. We're going to do our show live from Los Angeles, Pac-12 Media Days, Monday night and Tuesday night. And then, so we're going to be – it's going to be a whirlwind trip down there to L.A. Scott and I are both vaccinated, but we'll also be wearing a mask. And you know who doesn't have to wear a mask on Monday? Old Mitch Harper joining us on the program from KSLSports.com, Cougar Sports Saturday host, and our BYU insider on everything that is pertinent to BYU. Somebody asked me the other day, so what makes Mitch Harper so good? I go, I just can't tell you. He's better than anybody in the business, Mitch. So what should I tell people when they ask, why is Mitch so good?
I would say, I mean, I'm kind of, I'll take a page from Kalani. I'm kind of a self-deprecator. I just like to, I'll give myself some praise here and say anything BYU, I consume it at a high level.
Like at a high level. That's a Broncoism. That's a Broncoism.
A high level of BYU consumption.
Just execute to a high level. I just execute at a high level, and we have a standard here. All right, so Mitch, we want to start off the hour talking. I mean, we've talked about this expansion stuff and the possibility there. First of all, Texas and Oklahoma did something that I want to praise them for. Whoever leaked this information about the Texas Oklahoma going to the SEC possibility has absolutely made our end of July. And as sports people here in this room, we can all appreciate that kind of a leaked info is amazing this time of year. But also, it was just wild to hear. So from before we get into the BYU side of things, how insane was that when you heard it yesterday? Or is it one of these things where you go, yeah, with all the other things on the table, NIL and the college football playoff expansion, this seems inevitable?
It was shocking to think that, you know, conference realignment is back again, the conversation around it, because, you know, there's been these moments of teams, you know, leaving a group of five league, but this is a seismic shift potentially with Texas and Oklahoma, and they have this happen. It brought out on social media all the typical quote insiders with realignment talk again. It's like, I'm suddenly seeing Tuxedo Yoda again on my timeline. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're back to realignment season. It's a beautiful thing.
Where do you think BYU fits in all of this? Where's the best fit, really?
Well, I think BYU, the best fit, honestly, is the Pac-12. That's the best fit. I mean, you talk about joining a conference like the Pac-12 where pretty much all the fan bases except Oregon are pretty much nonchalant. They don't show up at the gate. BYU would bring instant fans. They'd be good for money. They'd bring 10, 20,000 fans to every game. I mean, BYU fans would dot the West Coast, and they'd be at every event like we see to a lesser scale in the West Coast Conference. But we all know with BYU's faith-based affiliation and the political views, there's just a disagreement there with the Pac-12 that it feels like it's a non-starter. Even though Tom Homo did say last November that, you know, BYU and the Pac-12 relationship is better than people give it credit for, but it's never going to be good enough, I think, to be actually paired up in a conference. But if the Pac-12 starts to maybe raid the Big 12 teams like Baylor and TCU, why are those faith-based institutions better fits for the Pac-12 than, say, a BYU, especially with some of the recent issues that Baylor's experienced in their entire university. I would think a BYU would be a better fit. But I think that's, to me, the best fit, I think, for BYU.
Well, now, hold on a minute.
If the realignment happens.
I don't think the Pac-12 is a good fit for BYU, just because the Pac-12, I feel like, will try to stamp pat.
The Sunday play is just, it's Sunday not going to go away.
Sunday play is hard. That's the Pac-12 thing, man.
And it's not football. It's all the Olympic sports. Yeah. A lot of these schools to have that Sunday play for all those things.
Top of it, let's go to another part of the country, and just whatever version of a Big 12 and or newly formed non-Texas, non-Oklahoma conference that could come out of that, why wouldn't that be a better fit for BYU to go that direction rather than being in the Pac-12?
The issue there is, I mean, we have a kind of a precedent how the Big 12 programs view themselves without Texas or Oklahoma. 5 years ago, the Iowa State athletic director went on a radio interview and said we'd be basically, we being the Big 12 schools remaining after Texas and Oklahoma, they'd be basically the Mountain West Conference. So, and then you hear the Oklahoma State's statement yesterday, how it was, we will aggressively defend Oklahoma State's brand. I kind of paraphrasing there. It was very aggressive. Like, it's going to be one for all. Like, it's going to be each person defending themselves in that remaining scenario if, in fact, Texas and Oklahoma do, in fact, go to the SEC. I don't expect the Big 12 would stay together, those eight remaining teams, because I honestly look at it, too. Like, would Baylor's and Oklahoma State's, would they be able to conjure up a TV deal to the level of a Power 5 conference like the SEC or Big 10? I don't think so. I don't think they would bring much to the table at all. So I feel like those programs which would flee to try to get to the Big 10, the Pac-12, anything they can latch on to survive and avoid being in a Group of Five league.
I have a solution.
Oh, here comes
I just
Scott.
Figured this all out.
What is it?
You have all the faith-based schools and all of the, like, military schools.
Oh, yeah.
Join forces.
Yep.
And so you have Air Force, Navy, you have Army, you have
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
You have BYU. You have Baylor.
Yes.
You have TCU. You have SMU. You have Liberty.
Huh? See that, but see,
you have Oral Roberts.
I see where you're going with this, and I'm offended by it.
No,
I take personal umbrage with this.
I think it would be terrible.
We laughed about half those schools.
It would not be terrible. Right. I laugh for excitement.
Okay, Mitch Harper, you can read his article at KSLSports.com, and it kind of talks about that ripple effect of how that would affect. It affects all of college football, really. Everybody's reeling from this thing. Everybody's wondering what could come out of the possibility of Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. One of my favorite things is to watch Texas A&M squirm about all this stuff. But on top of all of it, Mitch, does this move closer toward a mass of super conferences across the country eventually?
I would think so, because I feel like college sports, they're heading in that direction where it's going to be not necessarily a break-off. I mean, that was the talking point 10 years ago, where maybe they'll create a Division IV and completely separate themselves from the NCAA. But as we see, you know, Mark Emmert from the NCAA basically say, hey, let's give the power to the conferences and kind of back off. This is a move that kind of signals that shift where it's all about the conferences. They're going to be the powerful individuals that lead college athletics. And the SEC is going to make that first power move where they completely separate themselves from everyone else. Like, they will be the true super conference that has all the power. It'll be even more powerful than the Big Ten with this move. And that's a big thing. And where the Big Ten, how will they respond? How will all these leagues respond? But I think the Big 12, though, honestly, in this scenario, I mean, I don't see how they stay together and survive unless they can somehow stay together, those eight remaining teams, and then pull in like an Arizona State, and maybe you convince a Utah and a BYU to come together. I think that would be a great league, and that would be great for all of us, like, to have that sort of scenario. But I just don't see that happening at all. And I think that there's going to be just seismic shift to where it's down to those four power conferences, and maybe those four power conferences create their own deal and their own playoff. And it's going to be fascinating times. And I think that this, having this happen when it is, it just signals all the potential change that's going to be potentially happening in college athletics.
He's Mitch Harper, and he's, of course, the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. And you can read his articles there at KSLSports.com, including this one. Just go over there and read what the effect could be for BYU. There are BYU fans out there right now, Mitch, that are feeling that anxiety of being left out, even if it is 4 or 5 years maybe down the road where we eventually kind of start to find out some of these things, or it could be that far away. There are some BYU fans that have been hurt in the past. You can't tear at their heart like this anymore, Mitch.
Yeah, it's a tough deal, but, man, it is a beautiful thing having conference realignment pop up in the dog days of summer. It's a great content maker, I will say.
Yes. Listen, it's going to be easy pickings the rest of the summer for us now as things go. Mitch, thanks for hanging out, and we'll talk to you again, man.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, taking the break here. We'll come back. We've got our What Are the Odds right around the corner. You don't want to miss it. Stay right here. It's KSL News Radio. It's KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.